Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our practice assignment review session focused on email list notes. I'm Heather Robson, managing editor of Wealthy WebWriter, and also the one who will be conducting this review today. So at the beginning of these reviews, just in case you're new to our practice assignments, about once a month I post a new practice assignment on the site, and Wealthy WebWriter members are welcome to try their hand at the assignment, and if they choose, they can send those submissions in to me, and then I'll randomly select submissions because I usually receive too many to actually fit into an hour, and I will give those a live review in this session. So that's what we'll be doing today, and I always start out with a brief just so we have context on what we're doing. So we are working on email list notes this month. And an email list note is a brief email. It could be as short as a paragraph. Sometimes it's a picture with a couple of words. Sometimes it's as long as a page or two or even three pages. But the goal of the list note primarily is to get somebody to click a link in order to read a full promotion. So that's why it's called a lift note. It's giving the promotion a lift. The secondary goal of the lift note is to put people in the frame of mind to buy when they click the link to go read the promotion. So for your creative brief this month, instead of making up a fictitious client, I decided to go ahead and use Wealthy WebWriter as a client, since we do send out a lot of lift notes through Wealthy WebWriter. And since it is a product that all of our Wealthy WebWriter members are familiar with because you know your members. So the overview, obviously, Wealthy WebWriter is a subscription-based membership site with the mission of helping and supporting freelance web writers throughout every stage of their career. We provide information about digital marketing and all its rapid-fire changes, about building a business, about landing clients, and much, much more. Now, whenever you write a list note or take on any writing assignment for that matter, it's important to have a good handle on your audience. In this case, you have kind of a leg up because you are actually legitimately a member of your audience. So you're going to have some key insights just based on the fact that this is something that you are interested in. But the audience is made up of people who have already expressed an interest in becoming freelance web writers. And the project, you're going to write an email lift note with a goal of getting the reader to click through to the full promotion, and the subscription price of Wealthy WebWriter is $49 per month. Now, I gave people kind of free rein to take as much time and as much length as they wanted to with this assignment, but generally for review purposes, I try to keep our reviews to about 500 words. That works out to be about 4 slides, depending on how things are laid out. All right. So before we get into reviewing your submissions, I want to give you a couple of quick tips about emails, email lift notes. A strong email lift note is short. Like I said, sometimes it's just a sentence or two. Sometimes it's a page or two, but you don't want to write a full promotion that you send out through email designed to get somebody to click onto a link to get to the full promotion where they're going to have to do even more reading. So you want to keep them short, you want to keep them really easy and effortless to read. You want to keep them very tightly focused. So in a full sales package, you're going to have a lot of different benefits that you touch on. You're going to have a lot of different proof and credibility elements that you touch on. In your email lift note, you are really going to focus in on just one thing. It might just be a curiosity point. You might just kind of tease in the lift note to get people to click through on the link to learn more. You might not talk about benefits specifically at all, and you might never mention the offer. A lift note is not required to sell. Remember, the idea of the lift note is to get them to click the link and to put them in the frame of mind where they'll be open to what the promotion is saying. That being said, some lift notes do talk about the offer, particularly if you're running a limited time discount. A lot of times in that situation you might have 2 or 3 lift notes, and because the savings is an incentive, you'll probably give a little bit more information about the product and then why they want to click through based on taking advantage of the savings that you're offering. But even if that's the case, you're going to pull one great testimonial out of that lift note or out of the promotion and build your lift note around it, or you're going to pull one really interesting fact out and build that around it, or you're going to look at a primary benefit and build your lift note around that. Generally speaking, it's almost always best if your lift note piques curiosity. You want your list note to be full of unanswered questions where the answers are promised in the promotion. They're on the other side of the link. All of your questions will be answered if you just click the link. And almost always, as I said, the list note asks for a click. Occasionally, a list note will ask directly for an order, particularly, as I mentioned, if one of the big incentives for getting your reader to click is because of a special offer or discount and it's ending within the next couple hours, you might very directly say, you need to click this link and order now. All right. So this month, I don't know if you guys were busy or if you guys aren't excited about email list notes. I don't know why you wouldn't be excited about email list notes. They are great projects to get you in the door with a client, but I didn't get a ton of samples. Now I'm going with September tends to be kind of a busy month during the year. It's like a second new year during the year. A lot of people start kind of doubling down on reaching their goals. And at the same time, a lot of clients who kind of backed off during the summer start needing a lot of work again in September. But for whatever reason, we did not get a ton of submissions this month. We did get 3 submissions, and I'll be reviewing all 3. But that left me with time to kind of go into some other stuff, too. So I thought I would share a couple of samples with you to give you some ideas about some successful list notes and different approaches that they might take. So the first one that I'm going to highlight, this is actually one that I have written and that I use representing the 10-Minute Workday, which is a program created by Ben Settle. And I picked this one because this one gets a lot of opens. It gets a lot of click-throughs. It's also a list note that Mark Ford has looked at and said that he thinks is really well-structured. So I open this list note. Now, I'm writing to you as a Wealthy Web Writer member or as a subscriber to the Wealthy Web Writer free email list when I write this list note. And so you're an audience that I talk to a lot. Most of the people in that audience have heard from me several times. They know who I am. They know my tone of voice. And so I'm going to be really conversational, and I'm just going to kind of pick up with them like we're old friends and we know each other because I talk to this audience a lot. So I have, you see that dear first name there, that's going to pull out of the database the first name of whoever I'm writing to, all the people on the list, so it's going to be personalized. And then I'm very conversational. I just start out, I'm fortunate. Notice I have just a really quick, snappy, two-word first sentence to kind of grab you, wait, what is this going to be about? I love my clients, seriously. Some of my favorite people have come into my life via the client route. But I have had a client or two that had me pulling my hair out and ready to close up shop and head back to work in corporate America. Lucky for me, I've had way more clients fall into the love category than the why am I doing this again category. But I've been around the block enough to understand the appeal of a client-free writing business, one that lets you really be your own boss. So in that setup, I've told you a little bit about myself. I've told you that I've told you 2 important things here. I've told you that even though I'm about to introduce you to a way to make money with your writing that doesn't involve clients, I still am a full-on believer in that client model as a viable option. So I don't want to hurt the credibility of my overall business model. I'm getting into kind of some of the more nuanced details that go into writing a list note in the broader context of all the other things that you mail to your list. I'm being very conversational here, very short paragraphs. I'm being hopefully relatable. It's like, yes, I love my clients. I've been lucky. Some of my best friends are people that I've met because they're clients. But I can relate to anybody that's just like, hey, I have had one too many clients that was driving me crazy, and I just want a different way to make money where I'm not answering to anybody. So that's my lead. It's conversational. It sets it up, you know, that there's this possibility out there. It's not even that I'm necessarily identifying a problem for you at this point. I'm identifying a possibility. And you'll see up there in the subject line, you already are in the mindset as you read this, $500,000, no clients is one subject line you may have gotten. The other one is 6 figures in 10 minutes a day. Is that even possible? So you're already primed to figure out, how am I going to earn all this money without any clients? I'm really curious about that. Or how am I going to earn all this money and only spend 10 minutes a day? So then I kind of go into one of the big objections that people have about a client-free business. Up until now, any client-free route that I found either took too much time to build or was too demanding, even more demanding than the occasional high-maintenance client. that's not the case anymore. So I'm raising an objection that I know my readers might have. Any type of business that I build that's going to be customer-focused instead of client-focused is going to be way too much work. And I'm saying, yeah, that's always been what I found, but guess what? There is a new way to do this. If you're someone who loves to write but who doesn't love managing clients, if you're someone who came to freelancing because of that, of the lifestyle, but find yourself struggling to make the income you want and the amount of time you want, if you're someone who has a lot of things you're passionate about and you don't enjoy having to tone down that passion to suit your client's audience, then there's a better way for you to make a living as a writer. And so now I'm qualifying you. I'm saying, hey, if you see yourself here, then you got to keep reading. And if you do see yourself there, chances are high you are going to keep reading. This approach lets you flex your writing muscles. You're the final say on any copy that goes out. Gives you a way to make six figures without having a single client. Frees up your time so you can pursue all the things that interest you. Lets you pursue your passions while making money. Gives you free rein to write in your authentic voice, no holding back. So now I'm just kind of rapid fire touching on the benefits. I'm breaking my own rules that I told you before where you just really want to focus in on one benefit. That's why I'm doing kind of these rapid fire bullets. The big benefit I'm focusing on is that you can make money in a very short amount of time spent each day without having to deal clients. And these benefits are just meant to flesh that out. Up until not too long ago, I didn't know this kind of writing business existed. And here I'm signaling to you that, hey, you know, I've been around the block a few times. I've been in this, I'm an industry insider in a lot of ways, and I didn't even know this was out here. So if you didn't know this was out there, don't feel bad. A lot of people didn't know this was a possibility. But then I met Ben Settle. He talked about how he works between 10 minutes and an hour a day on his business, a business that brings in around $500,000 a year for him. The rest of the time he spends doing whatever he wants. I'll admit I was intrigued. I really wanted to see how he did it, and I'm methodical, so naturally I wanted a step-by-step breakdown. I was thrilled when AWAI had the same idea. And now I'm kind of letting you into my head. This actually happened. This was at a web intensive, and Ben Settle was speaking, and I was just like, I want to know how this guy does this. I need, like, a program. And at the time, he didn't have a program, but at the time, the good folks at AWAI were having the same thoughts I was, and they said, hey, Ben, let's do a program. And he did, which is great. Now you can see exactly how Ben has created a business that lets him enjoy a 10-minute workday while earning an income that gives him absolute financial freedom. And he shows you step-by-step how to recreate what he's done in your own life, focusing on your own passions. If you're ready to fully embrace the writer's life, I can't think of a better way to do it than earning six figures and less time than most people spend commuting. And right now you can order Ben's program, the 10-minute workday, and save $1,000 when you do. So now most list notes that you write for most clients aren't going to make this direct, you want to buy the program, you got to order the program. We do that in AWAI for very specific reasons, partly because I am talking to an audience that knows me, and partly because this special discount, this $1,000 savings, is only available for 4 days. So we do want to say, yeah, you want to order because, you know, you're going to save a lot of money if you take advantage now. This offer is reserved for subscribers to this newsletter, and it ends this Friday, so act now. And the act now will link to the full promotion where they can learn more about Ben's program and all the ins and outs and what they're going to get, the full details of the offer. So, again, this is going a little bit against typical list note rules. You will find as you're working with clients that they are going to have proven methods that sometimes fall exactly in with, you know, the typical rules, and sometimes buck those rules a little bit. And so you want to have a conversation with them. Is there a reason that you do it this way that goes kind of against the common wisdom? And if they have a good, well thought out, logical reason that includes we've tested it and this works better, then you want to go that route. If they say, oh, it's just the way that we've always done it, you want to say, I think that's great. Let's go ahead and do a series of list notes that way. But with your permission, let's do a couple of others in this other vein to see if they work better, because often that's the case. You bump your project up a little bit, you demonstrate your authority and your expertise, and you get to do some fun testing, so it's kind of a win for everyone. Then I have my signature, and then P.S., this program is a complete game changer. Once you put Ben's system into place, you can earn a substantial sky's-the-limit income in the time it takes to make a pot of coffee in the morning. So I'm really distilling down that main benefit that I'm tapping into, big income, very little time. Think about everything you'll do with all the time you have left over, and then order now, because this offer won't last. So that is one possibility. Like I said, I picked this out as a sample list note because it's been proven. This has been mailed several times, always gets a high open rate. Those subject lines really do resonate, and then it always gets a really high click-through rate. So that's one way to approach it. You've got this kind of very personal voice. You sort of start out with a relatable story, and then you introduce the product based on that. You overcome objections. You focus in on one main benefit, qualify your audience, give some supporting evidence, and then give a clear call to action. So sample two, this is a completely different sample, and I pulled this out of my inbox. And this comes from another client of mine. I did not write this one, but I picked it because you can see how short this is. It fits on a single slide. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, basically. Heather got that personalized thing. Hey, it's Lee here, and I have some really exciting news for you. He talks to me like, you know, he's talking with somebody he's familiar with because I'm on his list, and he's talked to me lots before. Today we're launching the Survival Pro Shop. This is the place to stock up on all your survival gear. So he has a pretty big preparedness audience, and he's got this new thing that he's doing. So this is always a good approach when you've got something new that you just want to announce really quick that you know your audience is already into. You don't have to do a lot of persuading because you know it's already something that they want. And this one isn't trying to sell anything. It's just trying to get people to click through and have a look. You'll see below that we have everything from pre-made survival kits, food and water essentials, camping and hunting gear, and a whole lot more. Click here to take a look at everything. So when you click that link, you're expecting to go to basically a product catalog, and they're just trying to get you in there so that you start to browse and get familiar with what they're offering, and because it's going to set them up to send specific pitches to you in the future. And for a limited time, you get free shipping on any item in the store. So they're putting a little incentive in there to go ahead and make a purchase today. Click here and get started right away. So super simple. This is, you know, like I said, sometimes a list note is just a paragraph long. They can be very, very short and be very effective in being very short. All right, so those are two samples I wanted to share with you, and now I'm going to dive into submissions from your fellow members. So the first is from Steve Eberling. And Steve basically went the testimonial route with his list note, which can be super powerful. So I'm going to read through this. I'm going to talk about the things that I see in there that are really powerful, and then I'm going to talk about how I would massage this a little bit to turn it into a very effective list note. So, dear Wealthy Web Writer, AWAI's Wealthy Web Writer certainly implies substantial income copywriting, but another significance is the wealth of helpful information you email frequently as how to go about it. Your articles range from landing the right clients, writing for social media and website SEO, to starting a copywriting business. Links to other articles and videos are useful to determine AWAI's more detailed courses of interest, often offered at discount prices. Another benefit is access to Wealthy Web Writer's Facebook page. Sharing information with other members is fun. I don't feel alone and can ask advice from other members and offer it as well. Webinars offered by Wealthy Web Writer encourage participant contributions in the question and answer panel. Your immediate response makes no doubt the webinar is live. Subscribing to Wealthy Web Writer is one of the best investments I've made in my copywriting career. Yours truly. So this is a great testimonial, and a strong testimonial. It's great because it has lots of specifics in here. It talks about this helpful information that we send out frequently on how to go about things. So what I'm hearing there is that, you know, there's this convenient, accessible information. There is quite a bit of it that comes out, and that it provides action tips. He talks a little bit about the different topics that we cover, and for somebody who's not a member of Wealthy Web Writer, these are going to be very interesting. It talks about landing the right clients, writing for social media, doing website SEO, starting a business. These are all topics that are going to resonate with our target audience, so that's great. We've got articles and videos, so we're hearing about different formats. We've got the Facebook page, so there's this sense of community and the sense of fun. There are these live webinars, so you're getting to interact with the Wealthy Web Writer team and the experts that we bring in, which is always exciting, and then he concludes that this is one of the best investments he's made in his copywriting career. So that's a powerful testimonial. to make it work in a list note, we would need to frame it a little bit differently. So instead of it being sent to Wealthy Web Writer, it's obviously going to be sent out personalized to a member of to the members of our list. So this would have that dear first name, so it might go out to dear, you know, Heather or dear John or whoever. And then it's typically going to come either in my voice or in Rebecca Matter's voice. And so I would probably start this out with a quick friendly paragraph, something like, you know, it's no secret that I love Wealthy Web Writer. After all, I'm the managing editor. Of course, I think it's a wonderful product that no web writer should be without. But my opinion is obviously biased. However, I wanted to share a message I received from a reader recently just to give you an idea of how you can benefit from Wealthy Web Writer too. And then I would go into this sort of testimonial, and then I might finish up with to see more stories like Steve's and to see exactly how Wealthy Web Writer can help you succeed as a writer, click here. And then we've got that call to action to go through to a link. So when you are doing a list note, one of the things that makes sense to do, that's smart to do, that can make your job really, really easy is actually to go through the promotion that you're going to be linking to and search out any testimonials that are included there and just to have a look and see what they say and see if any of them lend themselves to that kind of quick list note that offers, you know, social proof and credibility and a connection with the reader that's going to be different than your connection with the reader, because obviously anytime somebody subscribes to Wealthy Web Writer, I'm benefiting directly because I'm the managing editor of the organization. And I, like I said, I think every web writer should be a member. I think everybody can benefit. Means a lot more, though, when Steve is talking about how he's benefiting specifically, because he doesn't have a vested interest. He's just saying, here's my experience, and there are all these great things, and it would be, I think, a smart investment for any web copywriter. It's certainly one of the best investments I've made. So look at those testimonials. It's a great way. I don't want to say shortcut because you're not really shortcutting. It's a smart way to do lift notes, to look for those powerful testimonials, though, and to build on those. So good submission, Steve. Thank you for that. Quick drink of water on my end. All right. Next up, we have Dan Reinhold, and Dan took a more traditional approach. I invited everybody, like I said, to take all the time and space that they needed, but I do try to limit the review to 4 slides, so I have a section of Dan's that I did cut out, but it's easy for me to kind of just transition and explain what's there. So let's go ahead and have a look. Grab your worldwide dream when you subscribe to the Wealthy Web Writer. All right, so this is a headline. When you're writing list notes, it's really key that you also provide subject lines to the person, to the client. And I say subject lines because you want to give them subject lines to test. You don't want to just send them one subject line. You want to look at some of the different ways that you can set up your audience to really grab them and bring them into the list note and also get them into the right mindset to read the list note and then click the link. So I will usually, I always write at least 2 subject lines. A lot of times I'll write 4 or 5 and send those over to the client so they can pick the ones that they want to test. Sometimes the client will look through all the subject lines and they'll see one that they really like, but it will spark a completely different idea, one that I maybe haven't covered, and so they might test one of mine against one that they came up with, riffing off of the subject lines I had or what I've written. Never take that personally. You always want to have your list note succeed as best as possible, and so if your client picks a different headline or a different subject line and it manages to beat yours, it just means that more eyes are on your list note, and that's a good thing for the client, and it's a good thing for you as well. So here I'm looking for a subject line, and then we have the headline in list notes. Headlines are totally fine, but they're also optional. So you want to make sure that the headline is connected to the subject line, but also adding something new to continue to draw your reader in. When it comes to list notes, I'm a big fan of personalization, so I would love to have a dear so-and-so here after the headline. Imagine you're enjoying a beautiful summer day at your favorite beach. The soft warm breeze caresses your face as birds perform an aerial ballet over the bright, inviting waters. You sigh with contentment, but still the worry remains. How do I get where I want to go? Great visual image here. I definitely have been in the position where I'm relaxing, and I'm succeeding at relaxing, but there's still kind of this, there's stuff on my mind, so I can relate to this vision. At that moment, a large wooden ship from days past anchors just offshore. A smaller boat descends to the water, and two figures climb in. One is plainly dressed, while the other is in a commanding and splendid presence with fine, expensive clothing and more gold than Fort Knox. As they reach the shore, the large, imposing stranger disembarks. Carrying a bejeweled sword and walking with a distinct swagger, he approaches you and introduces himself as none other than Blackbeard. He smiles with an unhealthy grin and says in a gravelly voice, "Here be ye, treasure map," as he hands a parchment scroll to you. "'Twill help you find the way," he says. "That's it. All you need is a treasure map, without the pirate." So I like the inclination to go with a story lead here. Stories are immensely powerful. In a list note, you do, or really in any sales copy, you want to keep your story lead pretty brief. If you go too long, it's going to become a distraction for the reader. This is the flight of fancy, and I like the setup, but what it sparked for me was that I would actually go through recent news, and I would look for stories about sunken ships that have been found. And there have been a couple in the last year, sunken ships with treasure, that have been uncovered and excavated and explored. And instead of doing a flight of fancy, I might have the person on the beach sort of thinking about that, you know, those people that are digging for treasure, treasure hunting, and how, you know, when it works out, it's like this path to immediate riches, and then have that, you know, I really just need my own treasure map. So I think that would work. Conversely, this next part, here you are, determined to become a successful web writer and live your very own writer's life. But the web is a big, busy, promising place, and the big, busy promise never stops growing. So where do you find your treasure, or what do you do to find your treasure, and where? This has a lot of potential just as the lead. This is something that most web writers can relate to. There is so much possibility in terms of being a web writer. There are so many different projects that you could specialize in. There are so many different types of companies that you could focus on, so many markets you could get in, so many niches you could explore. And it's always growing. There are, you know, new social media networks come out, or social media changes, or SEO changes. You know, one of the big things right now is podcasts, and podcasts were, you know, they really first came on the scene quite a long time ago, and everybody was really excited about them, and then they kind of fizzled, and everybody thought, oh, you know, podcasts didn't really take off, and then boom, in the last couple of years, podcasts have just exploded. So there's this big, busy, shifting landscape, and for somebody new to web writing, it can just feel like, oh, my goodness. How do I make sense of all this? How I feel like I need to do everything to succeed, and that seems impossible, so what am I going to do? So I think we've got a really relatable section here, and as I was reading this, I highlighted this, and I was like, you know, I like this kind of fun lead. It was a little bit disconnected for me because it was a flight of fancy, so I kind of had some thoughts about changing that up. And then I got here, and I was like, ooh, or, you know, start here. Might have to tweak it a little bit to make it really flow as the lead, but I think it's got the kind of the core promise that there's so much potential for web writing, but you really need somebody to decode some sort of treasure map to show you how to realize that potential. So I like that a lot. Discover the ultimate resource for the aspiring web writer, the wealthy web writer. Think of it as an online treasure map and much, much more. The Wealthy Web Writer offers a series of tested and proven roadmaps to web writing success. Roadmaps designed to take you where you want to go, written by those who've made the trip. Packed with top resources and the latest information available anywhere, you'll also find guidance and advice from legends such as Brian Clark, Ryan Dice, Heather Lloyd Martin, and Nick Usborne. Great credibility here with the name dropping. That's very good. I would probably smooth you, where do you find your treasure, what do you do to find your treasure, and where? Because I'm suggesting jumping into the lead right here, I would probably do a little bit more for the transition right here, but as it's written, this is an appropriate place to transition into writing or into introducing the solution, the treasure map at hand. So I do think that that works as is. As I said, if I were rewriting it and I were cutting out the beginning and starting it new lead here, I'd probably change the transition up a little bit right here. Might actually list some of those problems that I just named, all the different, you know, he touches on those, but I might get into some specifics and then say, fortunately for the aspiring web writer, there is a single resource online that makes sure that all these essential questions get answered and that you're never left wondering what to do next. All right, not a single fly-by-night or unproven hack in the bunch, just proven professionals with decades of experience. When you join the Wealthy Web Writer, you'll find a heaping treasure chest of resources and training materials you won't find elsewhere. Hundreds of articles, videos, webinars, and more addressing your every concern from feeling stuck to creating a website, it's actually easy, and getting clients. This is a really good paragraph here. It reads really well. It's tied in with this whole treasure map notion. The only thing I'd really change here is getting clients. I'd have an ellipses and then all just a click away. Speaking of clients, the Wealthy Web Writer has its own private job board for members only, where eager clients await your response, checkbooks at the ready. Isn't that what you're looking for? I would probably strike this paragraph, the speaking of clients, just because I think this here is very strong, and I think going right into the isn't that what you're looking for would be good. Like the instincts to include a link here. It's every link that you include in your list notes should go to the same place. You also want to test how many times you ask them to click a link to go to that landing page or to the promotion page. With some audiences, you're going to find that having a single link in your landing or in your list note is going to be most successful. With the audience that we're writing to here in Wealthy Web Writer, we often find that it's good to have a link somewhere early in the promotion or early in the list note, and then one again toward the end, and then a third in the PS. Through testing, that's what I have found. Tends to get the best results in terms of click-through rates. And again, these are all questions that you'll want to ask your client when you're working on a list note project. Have you tested how many links work best? You know, and note, I know we're all the links are going to the same place, but how many times do you ask them to click through? And then there's the people, fellow copywriters, beginner to superstar from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds. Many other members just like you who understand you and are waiting to help you on your journey. The Wealthy Web Writer stands by a single promise to stop the overwhelm and provide you all you need. Love that line there, the single promise to stop the overwhelm and provide you all you need to succeed. That is potentially the foundational structure for a second list note to test against this list note, where you just talk about very quickly how overwhelming it can be and that there's a way to stop the overwhelm, and then ask for a click to go find that out. Again, I like the language here about the people. I think that's great, but we do want to keep the focus very much on a single thing inside. Keep that focus on the treasure map, which means I would keep this paragraph about finding the heaping treasure chest of resources. And as much as I do like the writing here, I would probably go ahead and cross this paragraph out just because it starts to bring in a secondary benefit, and we do really want to stay tightly focused. Whether it's the very first day of your career, a week later, 6 months from then, the path is there. Don't know where to start or how to start? Confused after 6 weeks about what's next? Anxious about getting clients when you complete your training? The path is there every time. So I would say instead of the path, I would say every time there's a treasure map to take you to the right place or something to tie back into that treasure map idea. As a Wealthy Web Writer member, you'll start your path, follow it step by step without doubt or hesitation, and get all the support, encouragement, and feedback you need every day, and win the life you want. Let the adventure begin. From here, I skipped a spot. In between the last slide and this slide, we had several testimonials, which definitely, you know, you can have testimonials. You can talk to your designer and say, hey, I want to put some testimonials in some boxes, or you might put those in the PS. We do want to keep the list note really focused. So I love the theme in this one, and it's really easy to read, which is great. The writing is very good. I probably would trim off the lead a little bit and start a little bit further down, and then I would probably trim out anything that doesn't tie directly into the treasure map theme, and then I think you'd have a really strong list note here. So good work, Dan. I really like the writing that you did. I like that you grabbed a theme, and I hope that you found that feedback helpful. All right, one more drink of water for me, and then we'll get into our final submission for the day. And those of you who are on the call with me live, if you have any questions about what I'm saying or any comments, feel free to type those in, and I'll address them as they come up. Our next list note is from Georgia. I always worry, Georgia, that I'm going to mispronounce your last name, Dzirika. And Georgia is, she gets so much benefit out of these practice assignments because she does them every single time, whether hers ends up selected for review or not. There's always a submission there, so she's always working to make her writing better, and I love that you always take advantage of these practice assignments, Georgia. All right, for our subject line, we have make a good living as a writer. So first, good that you thought to include a subject line. Always want to do that with your list notes. I'd probably include two or three, like I said before, or even four or five. For this one, make a good living as a writer. This is, for me, this is, pardon me, this is what I think of as a starter headline. It gives me focus. It reminds me what I'm writing about as I write. It's got a good benefit in there. It's well-structured. It's easy to read, but it's a little bit on the generic side. So I would probably, what I do is I write a subject line just exactly like this. And then once I've written my copy, whether it's blog copy or an e-newsletter copy or a list note like this, I'll go through what I've written and I'll pick out the strongest idea and use that to create my subject line. So you have some definitely worthwhile ideas in here. You have this opening idea, are you a writer who gauges your success by whether you can cover your bills this month? You might do something about, you know, earn more from your writing, earn more than enough from your writing, or do more than pay your bills as a web writer, or something along that. You also have the $25,000 to $8,000 a month regularly. I like that because I know it ties directly into the promotion, which is great. That sets up your reader when they get to the promotion to feel like, oh, hey, you know, this is definitely building on what I just read. That might become your subject line. Are you making at least $8,000 a month as a web writer? Question mark. Anybody who is not is going to be like, oh, I better read this. So you have some good ideas in there. I'd play around with those to come up with a subject line that's just a little bit more specific and a little more punchy. A headline, even a good writer needs to know how to make good money month after month. I like the insight that this reveals about your audience because this is the struggle often that our writers have. Most of the people that I talk to and work with on Wealthy Web Writer have a pretty good handle on the writing side of things. The writing comes pretty easy. Where the struggle comes up is, how do I make a business out of this? How do I get organized? How do I find clients? You know, how do I make sure that I'm getting paid? All of those things that go into running a business that maybe aren't a second nature as writing to somebody who thinks of themselves as a writer. So good insight there. I definitely would test headline versus no headline, or I might test two different headlines. You have to be careful there because if you're testing two different subject lines and you're testing two different headlines, you end up either with four different tests or with a test that doesn't really give you any sort of conclusive results because you don't know what's having the impact. And I'm getting off track there. I'll stop rambling. All right, then we get into our copy. Again, with list notes, it's always good to personalize. Dear Heather or Dear Georgia or Dear Suzanne or whoever it's going to. And again, companies will be working with an email service provider that has the capability of doing that personalization just using a bit of code. Are you a writer who gauges your success by whether you can cover your bills this month? So opening with a question is really powerful. It's also potentially dangerous because anybody who reads that and says, no, I'm not that kind of writer, you've just given them a reason not to continue reading. Now, I think for this audience that this question has the potential to work really well, but I just always like to put that out there that you want to really think carefully about how your question is phrased so that pretty much anybody reading it is going to think, huh, I need to know more about that. If you are, then writing may be your hobby, not your profession, because a good writer should be able to command as much as $10,000 for a single web assignment, and certainly to gross $2,500 to $8,000 a month regularly. All right, so I like where this is going. You're telling them, you know, if you've got the writing skills, and most writers, they feel pretty confident that they do, then you should be able to be earning these amounts. For the $10,000 for a single web assignment, I would be careful to clarify what kind of assignment you're talking about, because there are definitely types of web projects where that's the case, and then there are a lot of types of web projects that pay less than that, but they might come as a package that adds up to that much, and certainly this part here to gross $25,000 to $8,000 a month regularly, that is within the realm of very credible possibility. I know a ton of writers who earn in that range every month. Many writers think the ability to write is enough. It isn't. Good writers who want to be successful writers know that they can learn how to do better. They want to learn. So here, instead of focusing on how to do better, I would focus in on good writers who want to be successful writers know that they also need to know how to run a business. And then you have they want to learn, and I would have that be you want to learn, or you need to know. How to write for the web, how to find clients, how to price your work, and again, I'm changing that there into a your, you want to use the you word as much as you can. How to find a niche in which to specialize, how to promote yourself, how to knock out some of the most in-demand web projects. So because your theme here is good writers who need some help staying on top of their web writing business, who need some help learning either the business aspects, or you might even put in there writers who really want to learn or who really need some help staying on top of how fast the web changes so that they're always able to offer top-notch services to their clients. But here, you're kind of focusing on building up the business side of things in your lead and what it takes to earn money, which goes beyond just good writing. So I would really keep it focused on those aspects. So the things like how to find clients, how to price your work, how to find a niche, how to promote yourself, and then I'd probably get rid of these other two bullets because they're a little bit distracting. That's why AWAI is offering writers membership in the Wealthy Web Writer, a community of like-minded professionals committed to learning how to become freelance web writers who make a good living consistently. So this is good, but again, I make this talk directly to the reader. That's why AWAI is inviting you to join Wealthy Web Writer, a community of people just like you who are professional writers who have the skills to earn a great living and want the ongoing support in the business side of things and also in keeping their skills sharp. And I am talking off the top of my head here, so don't mistake for a second that I think that this is where the final draft would end up, so that they can earn a good or so that you can earn a good living consistently. But again, my main point there is talk directly to your reader. We're inviting you to join us. Wealthy Web Writer provides the guidance, tools, and support that you need to do just that. Success roadmaps that show you proven steps, library that archives thousands of articles, training videos, recordings of more than 300 seminars and webinars, templates, pricing guides, and invoicing tools, a member forum where you'll connect with other web writers, and a job board for members only to find well-paid web work. Normally, members join Wealthy Web Writer with a one-time payment of $600, but today we're offering membership subscriptions for just $49 a month. All right, download the resources, look over the program, put it to use, start earning more, and take advantage of the special savings. Then, if after 30 days you haven't taken a step toward increasing your income, just let us know. We'll simply cancel your membership, but you can keep any of the resources we provided. So here you've shifted into speaking directly to the reader, and that is great. And then are you ready to get started? Just click the order button. Here I would probably say just click here to learn more. about how Wealthy Web Writer can help you start earning up to $8,000 within the next 30 days, because that's what the promo is going to say. So if you say click here to learn that, and then they click there and the promo goes right into, hey, here's how you can earn this amount, that creates the sort of consistency in the reader's mind that generates trust, that builds credibility, makes it easier for them to say, yeah, I want to give this a try. And then here's to your success, Rebecca Matter, president of AWAI and founder of Wealthy Web Writer. Very good sign off there. A lot of good elements in here. Like I said, the only thing I would do is, the two main things are to make sure that you're always talking directly to your reader, not about somebody else, but directly how it's going to benefit them, and then to really keep the focus in on just one aspect of what they're going to learn. In this case, how to make sure that they're earning $2,500 to $8,000 a month with the writing skills that they already have. All right, so good submissions, everyone. I hope you guys found those comments on email lift notes useful and that you have a better idea of how to structure those lift notes, of what works, and some of the key things to keep in mind. These are great projects to get a start with new clients on, because they're low risk for the clients, but they're connected closely with the sales that are being made, so they're also very high value. That's a really sweet spot to get your foot in the door. So I want to thank everybody who has joined me live today, and for anybody, whether you're here at the live session or you're listening to this recording, if you come away with any questions about anything that I've said, you can go ahead and put those in the comments of this event page, and I will see those and make sure to get you answers. So thank you again for joining me. I hope everybody has a great afternoon, and I'll be talking to you all again soon. Bye now.